become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard.
All righty. Hey, we're back, and we are. We're here, as John Stadtmuller said in the last hour, in case you missed us. We are in the midst of a little financial problem, not so little, but a major hurdle. And this is going to be the period, the next week, when we will overcome that hurdle or else be gone by the end of next month. So if you can help out, again, those of you just listening, in any way you can, no matter how big or small, do so now, 800-724-2719, or click on the icon RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.com, or RepublicBroadcastingNetworkLive.com, we say, RBNLive.com, and you can just click on that icon, and you can follow us in our pledge drive to support the network. Okay, we're back. Edgar J. Steele. And Edgar, well, you know, you heard the last caller and other callers. As an attorney, you know how words, even legally, have been corrupted and twisted and perverted over the years. And you've seen the results of what can happen in a courtroom, can't you? Edgar?
Of men and not a nation of law.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were on the break, I went on my terminal and went to Amazon.com. They have 80 used and new copies of The South Was Right available for sale.
Yes, I was just told that off here, that they are the 80 new copies.
80 used and new.
All right.
Anywhere from $10.50 on up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just great. So people, you know, the web is so, I don't know what we do without it now, because it has been instrumental in getting the kind of tools that we need to fight this war. And I'm very grateful we can do that in a variety of sources. And, of course, by the same token, I might add that when you try to sell something, for instance, on eBay or other sites, you have to be careful just trying to sell something, because they will end an auction if it's politically incorrect. I mean, they've done that with so-called racial cartoons that were made in the 30s and 40s. In fact, they've been banned now even from broadcasting for some time. It's just incredible how this atmosphere of political correctness has taken over and turned our legal system into the exact opposite of what it was intended to be. No freedom of expression, and we are literally in a straitjacket heading on to the gallows, my friend. So, Edgar, that's one more example of how we are being manipulated and controlled in the name of tolerance. How ironic, eh?
It is. It is absolutely ironic. And when you stop and you think about the term minority, which is the term used, of course, they're the protected group, you got to stop and think, you know, what did it derive from? What it referred to was a group of people under the control, being tyrannized by a larger group of people. Well, I submit that the minorities have become the majority in America, and now the true minorities are people like you and me, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. I think of the book, The Dispossessed Majority, written many years ago, that drives home that very point. We are literally political prisoners, and now we're about to be political prisoners of speech laws. And those people, again, there are people listening now, and I cannot impress upon you enough the seriousness of this type of thing. And we'll talk about the legislation in a little while. But people just cannot believe that it can happen here. And they don't understand that everything that the Germans were accused of having done during World War II regarding book burning, speech crimes, and so forth, is happening a million times over now in the very continent that we allegedly liberated. And we in America are next on the list. We are next. We'll be right back with Stuart, James, Jeff, and Edgar J. Steele, my guest. Rick Adams, see you on the other side of this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, hey, we're back now, and I don't want to take a lot of time from the callers. I know we've got a lot of them with our great guest today, Edgar J. Steele, and his website's one of them, of course, conspiracypenpal.com. You can get aboard, and you can read his nickel rant, as he calls it. Just preparing a brand new one now, and I don't know, you know, Edgar, you just have a way with words, and you have quite a good educational background. And some one of these days, maybe you should be a talk show host. And I don't know that if that doesn't land you in prison, I don't know what will. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number to the network. Hello, Stuart in New York. A lot of calls from New York today. Hi.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak with Mr. Steele.
You are.
Hi, great. I've been getting your newsletter for quite some time now, and I find myself agreeing with you about 99% of the things that you say, but there's one thing... That
that's a better hit rate than my wife.
Well, that's how much I like your stuff. But there's something I'm deeply troubled with as far as, like, it seems that you keep you insinuate that most of the problems of America and the world fall on the back of Jewish people. I happen to be of Jewish descent. I also happen to be a big fan of Jesus. So I have no problem with the Lord Jesus. But I think you would get a lot more support if this kind of rhetoric was toned down, or perhaps you could explain yourself as to why you feel the way that you do towards the Jewish people, and, you know, maybe we can come to a meeting of minds rather than this, what I perceive as very hostile rhetoric. I mean,
all right, let Edgar explain himself then. Stay on the line. Go ahead.
Okay,
listen.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yes.
Good
Edgar.
Comment. Good question. I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it from all sorts of people.
Right.
I rarely hear it from any Jews with any measure of rationality. Thank you for that. I explain this in some detail in my book, Defense of Racism. Yes, I rail against Jews. I refuse to fall back on the word Zionist, because I consider that to be a cop-out. And if you read my book, you'll learn that I believe that there are serious racial differences. Doesn't make one race better than another, just makes races different. And among those differences are genetic markers, indicators, and behavioral traits that are passed down that cause me to believe that some races should be separated for their own mutual protection. Now, I happen to believe that the Jewish race is one of those races because they get into a country and they get on top of the host population. And they suck it dry, just like a vampire bat. Not all Jews know. But I'll tell you something that virtually all Jews do, and that is maintain silence in the face of the most vocal and most manipulative among them, and allow them to fall back among their ranks, from whence they hurl the epithet racist and anti-Semite. Now, in the law, we would take people like that, and we would convict them of the primary crime under a charge of conspiracy. And that is why I rail against Jews. If Jews don't want me to do it, then they need to get out in front and start condemning their fellow travelers and get alongside people like myself. There are a number of Jews like you that I'm friendly with, that I correspond with, and I think the world of. That are doing that very thing. But if you're Jewish and you're not speaking out against the people that are doing what they're doing to the world, and you know what I'm talking about, particularly if you're Jewish, then you're part of the problem.
Well, I'm happy to say that I'm not part of the problem. We have a Senator Schumer here, which I despise. I mean, he's an embarrassment. But
another thing we agree on.
I'm telling you, if you were to meet me, first of all, you would never take me as Jewish because I have light green eyes and very light brown hair. I come from German descent. But I'm sorry to say, I agree with you so much, but I'm a little uncomfortable with the rhetoric there.
I understand that, but you got to understand, I'm making a point. I'm trying to wake people up, and I see as the primary danger in the world today, the manipulation, the draining of it by primarily Jewish people. No, they're not. Not all Jews are like that. But it is a Jewish trait to be paranoid. It's inherited, just like Tay-Sachs disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like sickle cell anemia is primarily inherited by blacks. Just like black males are more prone to prostate cancer. Just like violence is more a behavioral marker of the black race than of most other races. There are racial differences. And one of the racial differences for Jews is the stereotypical description of Jews of taking advantage of other people. And that's going on big time in the world today, and in America particularly, which is the biggest, the newest, and the strongest Jewish country in the world.
With that said, I would respectfully disagree with you, and I would hope that this kind of generalization, you might look around and see that there are plenty of us out there that very much agree with, again, 99% of what you say, but that kind of rhetoric I still find disturbing, and I think if you were to look around, you would find that most of us really aren't like that. I know a lot of Jewish people are members of the NRA,
that's true.
The DOA, and we're very much afraid of the New World Order because the New World, if that should ever come into power, we're all going to get screwed.
And you're absolutely correct, and I agree totally, because the people that are running things are going to screw you every bit as readily as they do the rest of us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stuart, I'm glad you called the program. I really am. We need more calls like you, and I know they're listening, and we need to discuss things like this because there's nothing better than getting it off our chests. And, Edgar, I'm glad you said what you did. I would stress that, indeed, as you just said, Edgar, there is a difference. There is a difference that many, many Jews themselves feel they are superior. They feel they are a chosen race, the Talmudists, the Zionists, particularly the real rabid Zionists. But let's not forget also that in their camp are these so-called Christians, these so-called Bible believers who believe the Bible from cover to cover, even the covers, they say. And yet they are right now, as we speak, justifying and rationalizing the Holocaust that is going on in the Middle East being perpetrated by Israel.
I understand what you're saying, Rick.
Isn't that true? I agree with you totally. Yep.
Let me illustrate this with a funny little thing that I've developed. You know, Alan Keyes ran for president time before last.
Yeah.
And he was, and he's a black man, as you know.
Yes.
And he was clearly the superior candidate among an otherwise vapid field of white men, which included George Bush, of course, who won. Now, Alan Keyes, even though he was the best candidate, and even though I have tons of respect for Alan Keyes intellectually, I do not want Alan Keyes moving in next to me, because while Alan Keyes will not steal my hubcaps, his children and grandchildren will. He carries the genetic predisposition for certain things, and while he may not manifest them, he will pass them along.
All right. Okay. 800-313-9443. He certainly is not a mincer of words, as you can hear. We've got a lot of callers here online, so I'm going to try to move through you very quickly. James in Texas, you're next on the program. Hi, James.
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Go right ahead. Speak up.
I've been, I'll admit that I'm cautiously enjoying the show, but I understand why some people might be concerned, but it is good to hear candid conversation from that direction.
Well, that's what talk radio should be, shouldn't it?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And, the reason I called is, and I just want to say I'm enjoying the show, but the reason I called is, this can be kind of hard, but I've been putting this off for weeks. Do you think that maybe out of the 6 billion people on the planet that maybe there might be 1,000 hardcore, regular, wide awake, truth-seeking listeners that are regular listeners of RBN?
Are you asking me for a number count?
It's a rhetorical question. Do you think that maybe? It's a slamming rhetorical question against those who, surely there's 1,000 out there that are listening. And if even 1,000 people send in $20 a month, that's $20,000 a month.
Let me tell you, there's more than just
think about that.
I mean, we've got people listening who you never thought would be listening. They're listening not just online, but they're listening on shortwave, listening on the affiliated network, and they are getting the message. There are literally, I believe, several thousand to 10 to 20,000 any given time just listening to me at night. I believe that. And, that's during the nighttime.
Yeah, I know there's more than 1,000. I'm just saying, I mean, even if 1,000 send in $20 a month.
Absolutely.
Just think about what that would do for...
That's all you'd need is a small amount of money by many.
Right.
And you've solved... Think of all the money that has been given to Jim and Tammy over the years.
Oh,
the millions that they swindled from people. And what do they get in return? You know what they got in return. And, of course, we saw the result of that jail sentence and so forth. Now, just think, if these people really had basic concerns for what's right and did what they know in their heart should be the right thing and contributed to freedom rather than cosmetology and rather than false religion and rather than all of this hucksterism, how much better off we would be today. Go thou and do likewise, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Jeff, you'll be next. Annette, West Virginia. Bob in Texas. And I see the clock ticking away, Edgar. So hold your next breath, Edgar J. Steele, our resident attorney for the people. And we'll plan on obviously taking those calls. As the National Intel Report continues, I'm Rick Adams for John Stadtmiller.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Goodness, time is just flying away here, and as you can see, Edgar J. Steele is a man who doesn't let anything stand in the way of an honest answer. You ask him a question, and he's not going to beat around the bush, so I don't know how the heck you ever became an attorney, Edgar. That's a story in itself, huh?
Well, they'd never let me do it again, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. I know, we've had people here in my state, in Rhode Island. We've had a very intelligent man. He made the wrong statements, and because of that, they said he's not qualified to be a member of the bar.
Amazing, isn't it? And
isn't
yet a Black
something?
Panther who has murdered a policeman can get out of prison and be welcomed into the Bar Association.
Isn't that interesting, huh? That's what they call principle, huh? And consistency. My goodness. All right, 800-313-9443 is the number. Jeff in Massachusetts, you've been waiting a long time. Hi.
Ah, how you doing?
All right.
Now, as far as Mexico is concerned, I believe that these countries are sending their bottom 25% into this country. A guy like Alan Keyes would be very good. And I believe that as far as racism is concerned, it's upbringing, not so much genetics. What's your take on that?
I don't think he'd agree with you on that, Edgar.
Well, I'm going to point you to my book, Defense of Racism, because that's what that book's about.
You better get it.
And the behavioral scientists who have studied this have concluded that there's about a 50-50 split between what they call nature on the one hand, or inherited behavioral tendencies, and nurture on the other hand, which is current culture. Mm-hmm. Now, I maintain that nature is nurture, only is nurture gone to seed. It's
prior behavior of your ancestors, which became so automatic that it either sank directly into their DNA or caused them to be naturally selected so that only people with those particular characteristics survived. So nature, well, or nurture, it's the same argument. Nature is nurture gone to seed. But it's a surprisingly large amount of behavior that is inherited. And the older I get and the more I see of my children, the more I see of animals, the more I realize that it's really true and that there's a continuum among all living creatures on this earth. And the lowest creatures are ruled entirely by their DNA, and we call it instinct, and then we pretend not to know what it is. And the scientists who have made a study of this have found an inverse relationship between intelligence level and the degree to which one is ruled by one's behavioral instinct, if you will, or one's DNA. And that is why people from Africa, for example, where you have a 30 or 40 point difference in IQ, are so incapable of restricting themselves, of thinking ahead to the consequences of their actions. And that's the explanation for the huge amount of black-on-white crime as opposed to the almost non-existent white-on-black crime in America today.
All right, Jeff, does that answer your question?
Sort of, but I still have to politely disagree with that because of
you're permitted that freedom, Jeff.
Okay, but government involvement in the black community and so forth has made it possible for the ghettoization of America.
That's right. We've created a permanent underclass.
Right.
And the blacks themselves are beginning to realize what a mistake it was and talk amongst themselves about what they can possibly do to get out of it, but they're not going to.
You know, let me just interject here. Say what you want about Louis Farrakhan, and certainly I won't jump into bed with him. I will say this, however, that he has done a pretty interesting job of trying to bring home to the community, his community, how they had better pick themselves up by their own bootstraps and not look to government for everything. And to that extent, I take my hat off to him.
You have to give him respect.
Yeah, I mean, which is more than I can do for Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others in this community. Certainly more than, you know, I can give Charles Schumer and some of the other demagogue politicians that like to bus children across one community into another. And then, of course, their children attend very plush private schools.
They deserve only our contempt.
And condemnation. Amen. Thank you, Jeff, for your call.
Yes, indeed, and have a good one.
Brother, thank you. Annette in West Virginia, quickly. Hi, you're on the program.
Oh, good afternoon. I would like to congratulate both you gentlemen. This is my first time speaking to both of you.
Thank you.
I believe just as you do, Mr. Steele. And I do want to give this gentleman, this Jewish man who called you up, and seems to be a very fine man, and I can tell by his voice that he's seriously concerned. He wants the truth brought out, but he doesn't want it to hurt his innocent people. But I'd like to deal with this issue from the religious and the and the racial part. In the first place, the religious on the religion, Jews have claimed and have convinced ignorant Christians who don't do their homework that the only difference between Christians and Jews is that they do not accept Jesus Christ.
That is not incorrect.
Yes, that is not true. Their religion is not the Old Testament religion. It is the pattern for the world order. Every abomination that decent people, no matter what their race, abhor is in that religion. Whether it's the New World Order, slavery, pedophilia, homosexuality.
Annette, can you stay where you are? Because we got a quick break and we'll be right back. All right. And Edgar, you stay where you are. I'm Rick Adams, filling in on the National Intel Report for John Stadmiller.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opting down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, radio avenger Rick Adams back again for Brother John Stapmiller. You heard him on the program. Get on with it. Help the network in any way you can. This may be your last chance to keep us going over this hub and keep us growing, because this is it, my friends. There's only a handful of us left now, and the government wants to pick us off, each and every one of us, through the so-called Hate Crimes Prevention Act 2662 in the House of Representatives. The number one goal, it seems, of the Anti-Defamation League, so-called. All right, Annette, you're still with us from West Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
You were describing differences between Jews and Christians, I believe.
Well, it's the religion. See, they're claiming
they are
able to get away with so much precisely because the Christians don't know what their religion really is. Now, when Jews go to the synagogue on the Day of Atonement, they don't practice repentance and affliction inflicting their souls like the Old Testament states. They sing the Kol Nidre, which is an all vows oath, and it states that they repent of any vows that they are going to take in the coming year. Now, are you going to trust any Jewish lawyer? Are you going to trust anyone who goes on the stand and takes an oath? Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's one thing. Then the other thing is that the government has a stated policy, even though that's not the intent of the founding fathers, but the stated policy is separation of church and state. And yet, on March 20th, 1991, under Public Law 102-14, that was H.J. Res 104, under the guise of Education Day, they passed the No-Eyed Laws. You go into the No-Eyed Laws, and the bottom line is that Christianity is idolatry and punishable by decapitation. That's dealing with the religious issue, even though there's more that I could say. Now, dealing with the racial issue, the Jews admit in their own encyclopedias that they say that Edom is in modern Jewry. They claim a major connection with Edom. Also, it has been stated publicly by Rabbi Hillel Silver in 1949, the publication Liberal Judaism. He had stated, I'm paraphrasing this, but essentially it's the same thing. He's saying that the state of Israel means that the children of Cain would be no more. So he's identified himself and Jewry, or the official Jewry with Cain. Secondly, the official Jewish position was that you can only claim descent in Jewry is through the mother. Now, you know that it's the father, essentially, and the mother that determine Israel descent. And why is it that they can only claim descent through the mother? And that's because they cannot claim descent from Adam, only Eve. Mm-hmm. And it's those who have gone into Scripture very deeply, as I have and others have, we find right in the Scriptures, you could go into the King James and into the Hebrew, etc., and you find that Lucifer seduced Eve, and that's where you got the seed of Cain, which has been in opposition to the Adamic peoples, who, are, by the way, are just the ancestors of the white men who are really the those who established the nations of Europe by their own connection with Israel set up Western civilization, and they were superior. I don't have any objection to claiming an innate racial superiority. Everybody else does, because where do they want to go? They want to go to the white nations, which made life a lot better, more progressive, and when it was under Christian value system, you had more liberty and justice.
All right, you've said a mouthful on that, and let him respond now, our guest, Edgar Steele. Edgar, any response?
Well, I'm going to make a response that you're going to take as being, you may even take it as hostile, but it certainly isn't that. But I'm going to disagree with you a bit. You know, racial differences do not connote racial superiority. That is a position held by those who are pressing multiculturalism upon us. That is because they demand that we all be treated exactly the same and pretend that we're all exactly the same. That is an inherently racial outlook, because if they ever admit that we're not exactly the same, then they have to also admit that the reason they've been pushing this is because they deem some races to be superior to others. All right, that's the first point. Now, the second point I've got to make is that a lot of people say that intellect isn't properly measured, that there are characteristics that you don't take into account. And I would submit that running may be a characteristic that differentiates races, certainly. Blacks, on average, run faster and better than whites do. However, it's a situational thing. Is running capability more important than thinking capability? Well, that might depend upon whether you're being chased by a lion at the time.
Well, we're not in disagreement, Mr. Steele. We really are not in disagreement.
Well, good. Then the one thing I will not do is trade in the term superior or inferior. Those are judgments imposed upon differences.
Mm-hmm.
Just because one race is different from another race doesn't make that race better. It makes the race different.
No, that's right.
And if you start saying superior, inferior, you're on the road to political correctness.
Annette, thank you for the call, though. We've got to move on. I appreciate what you said, Annette. And I understand what you said theologically, and certainly I have no disagreement with much of your biblical analysis. However, I think the point that we need to make is that each of us should be comfortable with whom we are. I'm very proud to be a Caucasian or to be whom I am, of my descent. I have no problem with it. And I'm sure that we have many black listeners. We have listeners of all stripes and shades. And I harbor absolutely nothing against any of them. I don't care who they are or what they are. You have to be comfortable with who you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. Separatism in that sense is good. I mean, I prefer to be with people that I have most in common with. Now, that doesn't make me a bigot. That doesn't make me a supremacist, does it, Edgar?
No, it doesn't. The politically correct of this country are the real bigots. They're the real supremacists.
Mm.
They are the ones practicing true discrimination, and they are the ones wreaking the disaster that modern America that has become.
Yeah, and again, ladies and gentlemen, the whole purpose of this two-hour program tonight is to try to get you to wake up to the fact that once these laws are on the books, H.R. 2662, these laws will be used to selectively punish hate speech. That speech that is different from the officially sanctioned ADL speech. That's your opinion. That's your viewpoint. Your thoughts will be controlled. Get on the hopper. Call these numbers. 866, that's toll free, 866-877-HILL. 866-877-HILL or 877-762-8762. Bob in Texas, you're next on the program. Hi.
How you doing? Edgar,
thanks for waiting.
Your,
go right ahead.
I get your newsletter, too, my email, anyway.
Great.
And, you know, I called in to make a point, but before I make that point, I wanted to comment on something you said earlier. You know, I grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood that I went to a high school that had 10,000 kids in it, and half and half. It was 50% black, 50% white. And at that point in time, there weren't hardly any Mexicans, but I guess now it's overrun. But anyway, my point being, I got plenty of opportunity to sit in courtrooms and watch the sentences that were handed out, and I watched the blacks get lesser sentences for the same things that whites were doing, almost as if whites were supposed to know better. And the blacks were inculcated in this system, and they became a part of that system. And I was actually supportive of the blacks. I felt like they had been mistreated, and that was then, and I have a whole different opinion at this point in time because it's been 40 years, and nothing's changed. But I called in to say that about 2 or 3 years ago, I did a genealogical search on Zerah, one of the sons of Judah. And I kept going from one generation to the next generation to the next generation, and about 42 generations down the road, I hit King Edward I, Longshanks, of England. Then this weekend, I was reading a History of Christianity book, and it said in there that Longshanks had expelled all the Jews. And what I'm trying to point out is if Longshanks was a descendant directly from Judah in a descending line, how could he expel all the Jews? And secondly, the state of Israel is a complete and absolute fraud based on some promise made to Abraham when 90% of the Jewish population are Ashkenazi Jews, descendants of Japheth, and are not in the Abrahamic line. Mm-hmm. To receive any inheritance or any promise.
I think you've just answered the first question in the answer you've given in the second, my friend. Okay,
well,
we're not talking about the same group now. These people who say they are of Israel, who say they are Jews, are really not true Jews.
No, they're not.
Simple. Mm-hmm.
And one other point. There was a Jewish fellow that called in earlier said he had green eyes, and you wouldn't see him as a Jew if you just met him on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that there are people that think they're Jews that are not, and people that say they're Jews that are not. Israelites. They aren't Hebrews or descendants of Israel.
Yeah.
They're descendants of
I don't know, and God only knows, and that's a good point to make. But I think we can spin our wheels going round and round and round. And the important thing that we need to remember is our country is under attack.
Well,
it's under attack from within, not without.
Rick, what I think is a relevant point is not proving who are the chosen or the children of Israel, but proving who is not. And these people are not entitled to the protection that they get, claiming to be the chosen people.
No special protection for anybody, whether it's Jews, gays, I don't care what they are. No group rights, and therefore no group victimization. We're supposed to be a nation of individuals, and our individual liberty is what must be protected. Civil rights, group rights destroy the whole concept of individuality. Thank you for your call, Bob.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm going to ask all of you online. We've got Gabe, Scott, Mike, Keith, and John. Because of the time involved, and all the lines are jammed, please limit yourself, okay, to as brief a statement or question as you can for our guest, Edgar J. Steele, attorney, because that way there all of you can get in before the top of the hour. Unfortunately, we only have 2 hours, and I appreciate your cooperation. All right. Who's next? Bob in Texas? Gabe. Gabe, you're next from Texas. Hi.
Oh, hello. I got a question for your guest. He was talking about Alan Keyes and how he wouldn't trust his children because they were genetically predisposed to do crimes. I'm wondering, how did Alan Keyes overcome his genetic predisposition to arrive to his position that he was in?
All right.
And secondly, if he is indeed the father, why did he pass? How could he have passed along the genetic traits to his offspring?
Edgar?
I have red hair. My father has black hair. My mother had brown hair. How did they pass along the redheaded gene? Alan Keyes is a carrier. He's not a manifester. He's proven himself to be acceptable in society. He's himself to be free of violence. However, he carries the genetic structure for it, and he will pass it on, and it will manifest in predetermined amounts in his descendants.
So what do you base your science on? Because that sounds like it's just a bunch of racial BS to me.
Get my book and read it and look at the footnotes and go to those books and read the studies that have been done. Most of these studies have been done by liberals trying to prove that we're all equal, and the study results proved exactly the opposite.
Well, you're talking about behavior. Behavior is one thing, and I don't believe it. And I think science has genetic science, when they've mapped the human genome, has shown that there really is no genetic predisposition for behavior.
Of course there is. That is not at all true. That's absolutely incorrect. Science has proven exactly the opposite.
A source I can go look at.
What?
Where's your documentation? Before you make those assertions, I'd like you to cite a scientific study that goes along with what you're saying.
Oh, you've got me there. Because I didn't come
to
the microphone with my list of citations for you, I lose this argument. Wrong. I will not yield this point. You are wrong. There are plenty of studies, and if you want them, you find them. You read my book, I cite them in there. Don't say that I'm wrong merely because I won't recite them for you chapter and verse right now. We don't have time for that.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
And a full discussion of nature versus nurture, and you obviously possess the politically correct attitude that we are entirely the product of environment, which even just the twins studies we're all familiar refute.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because now within the homosexual community, they are saying just the opposite of what the point was that he was making, and that is that, no, we don't learn to be that. We inherit this. So, I mean, it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
How do you inherit homosexuality?
Yeah, but here they are saying,
don't pass it on.
Right. And here, that's what they're saying. It's ironic within the liberal circles that they would say that and not be condemned for it. And here you're being condemned for saying it. All right. Scott in Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the program.
Rick Adams, thank you. Edgar Steele, thank you. Question for you, Edgar. What is the difference between the master race and the chosen people? You're a man of polemics. How would you differentiate that?
Oh, good question.
Well, I don't know. It depends on who's using the word. Mm. Who's calling the master race? There are people who claim that the Germans called themselves the master race.
Hitler did that, right?
I don't know. Allegedly, he did that.
Right, and the Jews call themselves the chosen people.
And there's no question but what they do that.
Okay, so I don't see a whole lot of difference.
The Jews are the modern Nazis.
Right, exactly. There's no difference between the master race and the chosen people. It's the same deal.
Yeah, it's the superiority complex that I've got a problem with.
Right.
Feeling that you're superior leads you to believe that you have the right to determine the actions, the thinking, and the circumstances of everybody around you, and that is wrong. Then you start to think like a Supreme Court justice in America.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the sin of pride, and it's the sin of Lucifer. So, but
absolutely.
I wanted to give you a chance. I'm one of those guys, like Rick and yourself, that are kind of out on the limb. And you were talking about people.
Scott, we're coming up against the break, Scott. Can you make the question, or you want to
hang? The question is,
uh-huh,
the people who are out on the limb, how do they protect themselves? And the people who are not out on the limb, what do they do to protect themselves? And I'll hang up.
All right. Hold that thought. And, Edgar, keep that in your mind. We'll be right back with more on the National Intel Report. Lively discussion. I'm Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Rick Adams for John Stadtmiller. Get online, rbnlive.com. Make your contribution. keep the network going and staying. Well, we've got three callers that we're accepting online now, three of you, and we only got less than 5 minutes, so you know what that means. Edgar Steele, our guest, and Mike in Maryland, you're next on the program.
Hey, great show. What a concept. A lawyer actually saying what's on his mind.
That's what I said.
And not holding anything back. And this conversation, you could never, ever have this on a typical AM or FM station. I mean, the PC police would break your door down.
Oh, absolutely. What would Rush Limbaugh do?
Oh, God bless. This is kind of like being at a nudist colony.
And being a fly and not knowing where to begin, huh?
Well, everything's out in the open, and we just let it all hang out.
Oh, my. All right. Did you have a point you want to make quickly before
yes.
we have to move on?
I'll try.
Go ahead.
All right. I've heard this said on shortwave radio, and a couple other people hint at it. Rather than me trying to pontificate on something I know little about, I just try to ask a question. I've heard it said that the actual true inheritors of the Jewish legacy or whatever are actually the Anglo-Saxons or the Northern or the Western Europeans or / Indo-Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to poo-poo that idea, but then I remember hearing somewhere that mm-hmm. God promised Abraham he would be the father of many nations. Mm-hmm. So is that urban legend, you know, that the Northern Europeans are basically Jews without knowing it or something, or what? I mean, what's the concept behind that?
Okay, well, all right. Edgar, did you want to handle that? I know you're not a theologian, but go ahead.
Rick, you're probably better at this. I hear that all the time.
Okay. All right.
I accept a great number of different religious outlooks. I think Rick's better able to handle this.
Well, I'd like to. I don't have time, but I will say this, you know, and that is that I am one of those who happens to believe there's a lot of truth to the fact that ancient Israel had dispersed and was dispersed after 70 A.D., most of them went to Europe. Europe divided with America, Ephraim and Manasseh, the two tribes. I believe there's a lot of truth to it. In fact, I believe it is the truth, and we're seeing that today because the prophecies wouldn't make sense unless you understand who are the identities or the identities of those people and who are not. I thank you for your call, Mike. We'll get into that later on my program as well. Keith in Rhode Island. Hi, you're on the program.
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good to hear your voice again.
Yours as well. It was serendipity that I discovered your show this afternoon.
Oh, great.
All right. First of all, Mr. Steele, you're a good man. I enjoy listening to you. But I have two quick points here. The first one is if the white race never existed, I believe the colored races would never have progressed beyond the lower Paleolithic stage. So we have. If it wasn't for the white race, we wouldn't have anything beyond a pointed stick.
All right, Keith, let him answer that. Do you have any comment on that?
From what I hear, they still haven't invented the wheel in Africa yet.
That's right, exactly. Okay. They just discovered fire last year.
Okay. Next point, Keith.
Thank you. One last thing here. What infuriates me the most about the Jews is that we hear about how they consider themselves God's chosen people, but the reality is, gentlemen, that the Jews collectively believe as a tribe they are God. And so, therefore, anti-Semitism, in their minds, is blasphemy and impiety. And I'd like to hear your thoughts about that.
All right.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. One more call. John in Louisiana, you're last.
Charles Murray has said when the illegitimacy rate amongst overall between blacks and whites reaches 40%, this society is doomed, done for. Now, as I understand it, the illegitimacy rate in the white community is over 40%, and in the black community is over 90%.
Wow.
My question is, when if this goes on for two generations, how will incest be controlled?
All right, John. I'm sorry. We don't have much more time. A quick comment from you, Edgar.
America's not going to last that long.
All right. Sorry to say that unless we turn around. We'll see you again tomorrow night live on my program, 8 o'clock Central. Edgar Steele, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Rick.
I enjoyed it, too. Hey, we're out of time. Just don't have any more time. We'll be back Wednesday for John Stadtmiller. I'm Rick Adams. Thank you all.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.